圣诞快乐, Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy Christmas to you and your families. Thanks to the choir.
我已经说了,圣诞快乐,很开心见到大家,还有很多谢诗班。
Tonight's a happy night. We hear the events of that first Christmas some 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. For many of us, this is a familiar story. Some of the details here, right? Mary is very pregnant. She's betrothed, but engaged, not fully married to Joseph. It's complicated. Mary and Joseph have to go to Nazareth. They're home to Bethlehem. Far away, it's not an easy commute, there's no subway, all because of a census by the opposition government, because of taxes. No one likes taxes. And while there, Mary goes into labor, there's no room in the inn, they have to perform the birth in a manger or a feeding stall for animals.
咁喺今晚呢，我哋再次再听到一个好熟悉嘅圣诞节嘅故事。 大约2000几年前呢，喺伯利恒发生嘅一个圣诞节嘅事件，对我哋好多人嚟讲，呢个呢都系非常之熟悉嘅故事嚟嘅。玛利亚当时呢个身孕已经非常之重，佢已经而同当时同阿约瑟已经定咗婚，但系仲未结婚。玛利亚同约瑟必须由佢哋家乡拿撒勒去到遥好遥远嘅伯利恒。头先牧师提到，当时呢系冇地铁嘅，咁所以呢个路程呢系非常之遥远。 呢一切都系因为人口嘅调查同埋税利，咁税务呢冇人会鍾意嘅。但喺嗰个时候，佢哋必须要咁样做。咁喺嗰个时候，玛利嘅新人呢已经好重，客栈里面都冇房间，佢哋必须喺马槽或者系喂养动物嘅呢个地方去俾玛利去生呢个 B B 去分娩嘅。So if we think
the Christmas season is stressful and rushed, it seemed this year for us, right? Imagine what it was like for a wandering and homeless and pregnant Mary.
咁如果我哋认为圣诞节嘅对我哋嚟讲呢系好匆忙、好大压力，想象一下当时对一个属于系无家可归喺度飘零、身孕又咁重嘅玛利亚嚟讲，会系点样呢
？It's good to remember these stark details from that first Christmas. Jesus is born poor in a manger to make us all rich in salvation. Jesus comes into a world full of stress and need to save us from sin and death.
咁好，大家去记住呢个圣诞节呢啲好鲜明嘅细节呢，其实系一个好事嚟㗎。因为耶稣降生喺呢个贫穷嘅马槽里面，为嘅系使到我哋喺救恩里面变到富足。耶稣嚟到呢一个充满压力嘅世界，而系为咗要，因为我哋需要。
So there's lack and there's want and there's need in the Christmas account from Luke's Gospel in the New Testament. And there's certainly lack and there's want and need today in our world, a world that still needs the Savior Jesus.
咁喺路加福音新約聖經裏面，關於聖誕節嘅記載裏面呢，有提到缺乏啦、慾望啦同埋需要。咁今日我哋嘅世界呢，肯定都一樣有呢啲。 缺乏啦、欲望啦、渴望啦，同埋需要嘅呢个世界仍然系需要救主耶稣。Yeah,
tonight I would like to look at how God provides that first Christmas and how God provides today. The Christmas story sure is one of need and stark details and sin and mercy and a Savior, but the Christmas story is deeper than that. It's also about God's blessed provision, how God provides and blesses in the past, today, and forever. And let's consider this evening then, this Christmas Eve, how God provides his blessed provision in the birth of Jesus.
而今晚呢，我哋想睇下上帝系点样提供去供应喺第一个圣诞节，以及神今日系如何嘅继续去供应去提供俾我哋。圣诞节嘅故事系一个关于需要、罪恶、怜悯同埋我哋救世主嘅故事。 圣诞节嘅故事都系关于上帝嘅祝福同埋佢俾我哋嘅供应，俾我哋嘅提供。上帝系如何嘅喺过去、今日同埋永远都提供系继续嘅祝福我哋。等我哋谂下今晚呢一个平安夜，神系如何喺耶稣嘅诞生里面系继提供同埋祝福俾到我哋呢
？If we look and see the journey from seeing in terms of blessing, We see it may have actually been a blessing and not just a struggle. Mary and Joseph traveled together publicly to Bethlehem. This meant that their families blessed this journey. Remember, Mary is pregnant before Mary and Joseph are married. Joseph wants initially to quietly end the engagement, but an angel of the Lord tells him not to, to take Mary, to have this child from God, a Messiah and Savior.
当你看看前往伯利恒的旅程本来来讲是属于一种祝福的，而不仅仅是一种挣扎，因为玛利亚和约瑟一起前往伯利恒意味着他们家人是给了他们祝福，他们这趟的旅程。大家要记住，在这个时候玛利亚新人已经是非常重，但是他还没结婚，他和约瑟是未正式结婚的，他们只是定了婚。 但是当时约瑟是想和玛利亚去取消这个婚约的，是以免玛利亚受到更多的羞辱。但是主的天使向约瑟显现，告诉他一定要娶她为他的妻子，因为这个孩子是从上帝而来的，而这个孩子是尼赛亚和救主。Now
Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem together, meaning Joseph embraced his new family with Mary and the child to be. And Bethlehem is the city of King David. It's a city which means Bethlehem or house of bread, a house where God provides daily bread. And they knew that. They knew that name and what it meant to them. And Joseph is from that lineage, a God who provides, the tree of David. He goes to honor his ancestors and his past, now in the present with Mary and his new family.
咁而家玛利亚同埋约瑟去到伯利恒。 意味着约瑟已经和玛利亚和这个孩子一起拥有了他的新的家庭。伯利恒是大卫王的城市，伯利恒这个字的意思是面包之家，上帝提供我们每日食物的一个房子。约瑟来自大卫的血统和家谱，他现在和玛利亚和孩子一起去纪念他的祖先和他们的过去。
And while we may think of the journey to Bethlehem in terms of money and taxes and government regulations and struggles and stress, how about seeing it as a journey of pride and honor for Mary and Joseph and child? Joseph returning to his family home, the home of his family and ancestors, the home of pride for a new family. And he journeys to Bethlehem trusting that as God provided for his great ancestor, King David, God will provide for his new family. Now, Joseph here, he's a man of faith. He trusts God to provide. He sees through blessings. God has provided in the past, Joseph knows, and God will now provide in the present.
虽然我们可能会想到前往伯利恒这个旅程经历了税收、政府的法例、挣扎和压力，对玛利亚、约瑟和孩子来说，可能是，但是他们呢， 反而是一个骄傲和很荣耀的旅程。约瑟正在回到他的家，他祖先的家，他现在和他的新家庭一起一个很骄傲的家。约瑟前往伯利恒，相信上帝供应他的祖先大卫王，现在上帝都会供应他的家人。约瑟是一个有信心的人，他相信上帝会提供给他，上帝在过去已经提供了给他，他相信上帝现在会继续的提供。
Consider this Christmas, right? Through the eyes of blessing, how much God provides for us, for you and me. Do we recognize all that God gives? Do we respond in faith and trust? God's gifts, God's daily provisions in the past and in the present, given that we would respond now in faith, to thank the Lord, to look to the Lord alone for our provision, for our wishes, for our wants.
咁大家嚟諗一諗喺呢個聖誕節嘅時候，上帝為你、為我提供咗幾多呢？我哋有冇察覺到神所為我哋賜予嘅一切呢？我哋係咪以信心同埋信任嚟去回應神嘅恩賜呢？神嘅恩賜佢嘅過去、現在同埋日常嘅供應，都係為咗我哋以信任同埋信心去回應。主啊，感謝你，我哋仰望你。
Mary and Joseph finally make it to Bethlehem that first Christmas. And while there we read the stark details in the text, the time came for Mary to give birth. And while we often think of this as right when they got to Bethlehem, Mary's water broke. The passage could not be worse, right? All of this happens at once. But you could translate it this way. While they had already been settled there, while they had unpacked, if you will, the time came for Mary to give birth.
玛利亚从约瑟终于在第一个圣诞节到达了伯利恒。在那里，我们在圣经里面读到玛利亚去分娩的时候已经到了。虽然我们经常都认为这样是很好乱，因为他们已经有这么长的旅行来到伯利恒，玛利亚的样子也都破了。好像很麻烦、很混乱，但其实都可以这样解释。当他们已经在那里安顿下来的时候，一切都已经安顿好了，他们已经准备好了，玛利亚去分娩的时候就到了。See
through the eyes of blessing, the eyes of provision. You know, there's no room in the inn that's in the details. The buildings at that time, they had a ground floor. It's for cooking, it's for animals. It's for last minute guests, it's for those who needed it the most. And it's kind of a busy family room where people came and went and you had a fire and you're surrounded by the warmth of family. And it's probably here, probably on that ground floor where families and animals intertwined, Jesus is born. Born in a simple but loving way, surrounded by the warmth of family.
刚才讲到，虽然我们可能以为他们的旅程好像很混乱，但其实也是一个祝福来的，是一个很好的结局。当时虽然旅馆已经没有房间，但当时在建筑物里面有一层是供应动物，或者最后一刻才来到的客人使用的地方，是个马槽的地方，在地下一个繁忙的家庭的活动室。 亲人在那里见面或者聚会，耶稣可能就在这个地方诞生，在客栈的最低层，是人和动物、家人和动物混杂在一起的地方，在这个地方出生。出生在一个非常简单，但充满爱，周围环绕着家庭的温暖。Scripture
says that Jesus is the foundation. He's the ground floor of our faith. Our faith is built on that ground floor of Jesus in trust upon the life and message of Christ. He is the cornerstone. He's the grounding. He's probably born on that ground floor of that inn to show us the ground of our being, our foundation of faith and trust in Jesus who's born for us.
对救主耶稣的生命和信息的信仰上，和我们的信任之上。可能耶稣是生在那家旅馆的最底层，是向我们去展示我们存在的基础。我们信仰和信心的基础是耶稣。耶稣是为我们而生的。One
side of the human story, right, is lack, is want, is need. We are sinners, we're born, life is struggle, we die. Certainly true. You have that in the gospel story today. Jesus is born into need. He who had nothing to give us the glory of heaven. He came down in poverty and want to fill us. His birth, his death, his resurrection, his mission. It gives us the gift of forgiveness, life, and salvation. He's born to save us from this need. He's born to save us and this world.
我们出生一人生好多时就是一个挣扎，之后呢，大家都要去经过这个死亡这个现实，这个当然是真的。耶稣基督因我们的需要而降生，他拥有天上所有的荣耀和财富，但是却在这个很贫穷、很短缺、很缺乏的这个情况之下来到这个世界上面。耶稣是为了服侍和拯救好像你和我有需要的罪人。 藉着他的诞生、生命、死亡和复活，我们拥有宽恕生命和救赎的永恒这个礼物，这个绝对是真的。耶稣降生是为了拯救我们和拯救这个世界。One
story that first Christmas is that need and the need in our lives and Jesus the Savior. But the other side, right, of that story, that first Christmas of our lives in Christ is provision, is blessing, is so much. God has brought us another Christmas, this far by faith, and blessings, really, come on, beyond count. Consider all the blessings and provisions and gifts that God daily and richly showers upon us. And Christmas with Christmas trees and Christmas lights and parents and family and friends is a wonderful time to reconsider this, to realize just how much God provides for us.
第一个圣诞节和我们生活的故事的另一方面是聚和需要。耶稣是我们的救主。第一个圣诞节故事是和我们在基督里面的生活是另一方面是提供供应和祝福。耶稣带领了我们度过每一个圣诞节，并且藉着凭着信心，我们是无数的祝福是走到今日，我们真是祝福多到自己都数都数不到。想想神每日丰富地赐给我们所有的祝福，供应我们所有的东西，所有的礼物。 圣诞节有圣诞树，有彩灯，有礼物，有家人同埋朋友，系一年里边会思考同埋认识上帝为我哋提供咗几多美好嘅时光。
We see through the eyes of blessing. That's how the characters of that first story saw it. The shepherds at Christmas realized all that God provided in Jesus, their Savior. They worshiped, they sang, they're filled with happiness. The wise men that first Christmas realized that all God provides in Jesus. They gave costly gifts. They put God first with their budget and time. And Mary and Joseph that first Christmas realized all that God provided in Jesus, their Savior, this new family. They pondered and treasured a new family of faith deep in their hearts. It's an old story, but meant for a present impact. What about us? What's our response this Christmas, 2023?
第一个圣诞节的牧羊人意识到神在我们的救主耶稣里面所提供所供应的一切。他们敬拜，他们歌唱，他们充满幸福，充满喜乐。第一个圣诞节，博士意识到神在他们的救主耶稣给大家所提供的一切。他们赠送了很昂贵的礼物。 他将神放在他们的预算和时间的首位。玛利亚和约瑟在第一个圣诞节意识到上帝他们的救主耶稣所为他们所提供的一切。他们在内心深处思考并且珍惜这个新的信仰的家庭。那我们呢？我们在2023年圣诞节，我们又察觉到有没有回应到什么呢？
With the eyes of blessing, see how much God provides and gives and blesses us this year again. How God has blessed us in the past, keeps us in the present, and will be here in 2024. To open that our hearts to God, to open our schedules, what we have, time with family and friends, open it wide to God who lives and gives to us.
看看今年神又供给了我们有多少的祝福呢? 我们要用一个祝福的眼光去继续看所有的事情。神在过去是怎样的祝福我们，让我们可以活在当下，并且为我们提供未来，向神去摊开我们的心，打开我们日程的安排，和家人和朋友一起的时间，向上帝要打开大门，他的话语是为了提，和他活着是为了提供给我们。
To see Christmas just as a tradition or just as a past event or even just as an article of faith is to miss the wonder of Jesus. It's to miss the mystery, the power of faith of this event. Faith which trusts and gives and lives for Jesus. Faith which looks up to God our Father to always provide because he has for the sake of Jesus Christ, his Son. Faith in Christ which trusts and sees through the eyes of blessings that God will always provide, just as he did that first Christmas, and just as our God does this Christmas.
如果是将圣诞节只是作为一种传统，或者只是过去的事情，或者只是一个信条，就是错过了耶稣的奇妙，信仰的神秘和力量，相信耶稣奉献给耶稣，为耶稣而活的信心。 为了我们的天父爱子耶稣基督，为我们而生的救主，永远仰望天父的信心，对耶稣的信仰，相信上帝永远都会提供，永远都会继续供应给我们，就好像他在第一个圣诞节所做的一切，就好像我们的上帝在今年的圣诞节 继续所做的一样。
阿门。
阿门。